This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Wendy.
And welcome to the Toasted Marshmallow Adventures podcast.
This tonight, Chris Adams.
Yes.
Is a ramblings.
I know that.
What?
Pew, 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 pew.
That's right. And I was just thinking as we were staying quiet for a few seconds that we're both wearing coats in the house.
Yeah. Well, we've had the heater on really low lately.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Well, and then with me losing like 50 pounds too.
Yeah.
You know what I don't have is headphones on.
And this dang, I don't either.
Correct.
Oh, dang.
There's some over there, but you got to go under the table.
I can't go under the table.
So you're going to go no phones?
Yeah.
No phones.
What? For what?
Wendy. What? What was I just talking about?
Are you serious?
This was like seconds ago, people.
I know. We started the show.
Yeah.
Then was it Duchess? Was it wasn't about headphones because you just realized that. It wasn't about anything we had written down to talk about.
No. All right, next topic.
Okay.
What's coming in?
I wanted to talk about let me see. Where we were Tuesday night.
Oh, Tuesday night. Yeah. You want to tell him or you want me to tell him?
I wanted you to tell. Start it.
And then okay. So we...
I willingly.
Yeah, I had to convince Wendy. She did not want to go.
Wise.
She prefers to stay home.
Wise.
In bed. And
where's my button?
I mean, that's where we chill at in the evenings is we lay in bed and talk and watch, you know, usually more stuff on YouTube than anything else.
I really didn't. I did. It took like a kick in my butt. And when you said, we kind of did plan on it. And I thought, yeah, that's right.
Well, because I tried to get you to go last week, but you had four houses that day.
And that was my reason.
You're like, well, no, we can go next week. We only have three. Thinking like, oh, I just got out of it.
Yeah,
being
feeling
sneaky,
like that. Feeling like,
you know?
Woo!
But I remember that shit. There's a lot of shit I don't remember.
I know, thanks.
But that I remembered.
Yeah.
So, Tuesday comes around. Nope. Tuesday comes around and, you know, and I knew what was going to happen. I knew there was going to be resistance on that day.
Yeah. There was.
Yes. Oh, and there was, yes.
I mean, I was partially ready. Like, I cooked a HelloFresh, so we had food for later if we went.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was kind of planning on it, but I was really hoping you didn't want to go.
You know me, though. If I plan on something, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
You know, even if I don't want to.
Yeah.
If it's planned, fucking doing
so,
it.
So, grudgingly.
At like, yeah, Wendy.
What time? 7:45? An Uber picked us up?
Yeah, around then, yep. Yep. Yeah.
And we went to...
First, the wrong location.
Yeah.
Because if I typed in, well, it was the Crescent Brewery, and what comes up on Uber is not the actual place.
Oh, dang.
So I had to look up their address in the Uber.
Who was that? Who was it? Charlie, Chuck, Norman?
Chandler was the name of the guy. He was an older guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he was funny.
Like 70s?
He was listening to Trump.
Oh, he was. Yeah. I should have gave him a... No, we won't talk about that.
I don't know what button to use.
You're a total gross, boring nerd.
There you go.
Bonehead. Loser.
Boom.
All right. Anywho, so we ended up getting the address to the correct place and went down there. Now, the Crescent Brewery is almost down. I mean, it's got a sign and a street name, but it looks like an alley.
Very scary alley.
Very scary alley. It looks like going down there, you're going to die.
Yeah. Because it goes under an overpass also.
Sort of. Well, it's like right next to it, but it looks shady.
Yeah. That's where people go to die.
Yeah. It looks, I mean, even like our movie. Uber driver was like, I don't think it's down there.
Yeah.
And like, he didn't want to go down there. No. And I was like, oh, no, I think it is down there. And he's probably thinking he's going to get killed.
Yeah. It's by two strangers in the car.
Yeah, just go down this dark alleyway.
Yeah, no big deal, man.
Looks like there's nothing down there.
It will be fine.
Oh, there's actually a brewery.
I wonder if he like held his breath. Like, is this it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
This is like, how I'm going to go?
I'm going to go at 78 on an Uber ride.
No way.
God damn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Chandler got us there.
Mm-hmm.
Was listening to Trump the whole way.
Yeah.
Probably was it. Oh, it was a State of the Union speech, yeah. I think. Yeah. So.
Remember how I looked at you?
Yeah, you did. And you're like, you know, I drive Uber and Lyft, and you don't play political
anything.
Shit.
No, nothing you religious. Don't.
It's like party. No politics.
Yeah.
No religion.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing in an Uber or Lyft.
Yeah. That's, keep it neutral, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought that was funny. I was like... Chris, and you were...
Well, even my like Spotify playlist, in the settings, there's an option where you can take out the songs with explicit lyrics.
Oh, that's cool.
And I do that when I'm driving Uber and Lyft.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. So dang. You don't know who you're going to get.
I don't have the right button.
Do you need a hype?
I did. Yeah.
I know.
Who's running this Mickey Mouse outfit?
You are.
All right. So what was that? That was we got to the Crescent because we were going to see open mics that night.
Yeah, it was an open mic show. We get there.
The parking lot had a lot of cars.
It did have a number of cars that made it look like there were more people there. But maybe every comedian came in a separate car.
Yeah, they did.
Because we did walk in and it was just us.
Uh-huh.
And then the comedians.
We're the only patrons. And what time was it? Like a little after 8? We weren't on time.
No, it was
like,
a little
oh,
bit after.
Shit.
No, they didn't start on time.
No.
So it started 8. And yeah, well, and we see Tina, who we know because she was on episode 33, 34, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we see her and...
Like, hey!
Yeah, said what's up. And then we realize it's just us.
Yeah.
We're the only like customers.
We're the only people.
All the rest of the people were the comedians.
Like, oh shit!
We're like, oh sheesh.
You don't want to be like responsible for whether somebody feels good about their set.
Yeah, like feels good, like yeah. If they did well or not.
Like, what if you just zoned out for
so,
a second?
So like, all the laughing is on us.
Yeah.
Like that's a big responsibility.
It was. I look back at Chris several times, and the place was so quiet at times. I couldn't even say to him, I didn't even want to go. And
yeah.
Now we're the only
thanks
ones
a
here.
Lot, asshole.
Like, thanks, dude.
Yeah.
This
she
one's
wanted
on
to.
You.
But
I
she
did.
Couldn't.
I looked at him twice, like meaningfully, like, I hope
there was
you're getting
no
my
one
vibe.
Else there.
Yeah. Oh, my damn. God. So, what time did the other couple, and this, I don't even know if for reals they were.
Well, it was after the show started.
Yeah.
Right.
Quite a ways
so,
in.
Like the first guy came up, Tabor. He was the host. And it was a little bit lost until he asked about our podcast and I told him about the one that, about Luis, you know, his one about the Jehovah's Witness religion. And then he got into his religion kind of bit. And then went into a good, I liked his bit about the sugar beet factory.
I don't remember it. I do remember. He was funny, though.
Yeah, yeah. He did have a good bit about, because he worked at the sugar beet factory, and he had a bit about that. That was pretty good. I laughed. I LOL'd.
Hmm. Yeah. I remember the guy with red hair, tall, thin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pale skin.
He was funny.
Yeah, he was funny. Tina was really funny.
Yeah, Tina was. Yeah, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to go again.
What was that one joke about? that she did.
Was it with the t-shirt where she works?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That was so funny.
Yeah.
It was talking about the underboob.
Yeah.
And if your t-shirt says something, you miss
whatever's... Yeah, whatever's underneath.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's totally Tina Towns' joke. Yeah. Not ours.
No, we don't have those.
We just liked it a lot. Yeah. So, oh, and my other really super fave, can I say?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was that Casey?
Casey, is it Rocket or Rockets?
I think it's Rockets. Rockets, Casey plural. Rockets. Yeah, he was so freaking funny.
Yeah, he was kind of a little different, though.
Yeah, he reminded me like of Theo Von.
I couldn't actually tell you a joke he told, but he was funny.
No. He talked about like being on Salvia, and then like he'll go a few sentences and then he does a little boop or something, makes a little noise and like does something with his arm and then laughs. And was he wearing a hat with the frizzy hair?
I think he was. Yeah. Yeah. He had frizzy hair. Yeah,
so it was the whole thing. It was hilarious. Sure. I was dying. So there were some really great comics. Some really great jokes were told.
Yeah, there were. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So I think we're going back this next week.
Yeah. Plus, because why? Oh, because we were the first ones there and like the only ones there for a while. We won drink tickets.
Oh, yeah. We won like 3 free drinks.
Yeah.
It's a brewery, so it's all beer.
Mm-hmm.
Won 3 free drinks for being the first non-comedians to show up.
Yeah, boom.
And so it was us for probably the first at least 20 minutes there of the show.
Super uncomfortable for us
because they're basically focusing on us, and
they're like, thank you for coming.
Yeah, and like actually like talking to us
during the show. We're like, oh god,
a little bit.
Yeah.
So but those other, was it 3 people came in or 4?
I think it was 4, but I didn't understand the relationship.
Yeah, and we weren't sure if they were like friends or relatives of people at the bar or any of
because
the comedians.
Of what they walked in with.
Well, yeah, they brought in like their own drinks with them.
Like a 2-liter bottle of that Arizona
iced tea something.
Iced tea and 2 giant monsters into an establishment.
Yeah, a bar that serves drinks.
Yeah, so I wasn't sure if they knew or were part of like Crescent. What's it called?
Yeah, I don't know. Because see, it's
what's
weird.
It called?
Crescent Brewery.
Crescent Brewery. Because towards the end, the final comic, when he was like struggling a bit, he focused only on you and I. He didn't like call them out.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I wondered if maybe they were part of the crew in some way. I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah, I am not sure.
Yeah.
Sheesh. But so
are we glad we went?
Yeah, it was awesome. Like I want to go again.
Yeah,
like the comedy was
good. It's
really
a fun way. I mean, it was a 2-hour show, and
yeah, pretty much.
We didn't spend much because she let you use 2 of the drink coupons that you won on the 2 beers.
Yeah,
they made us pay for the
soda,
which has got to be cheaper than the beer. So
yeah,
that was
definitely,
really cool.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
That and the Uber. That was it.
Yeah. Uber there, Uber back. Yeah, and we got treated like rock stars.
Because we were like the only ones that were there besides those other people.
We got fresh popcorn once. We had like a third of our popcorn left. It was just the small pieces.
That was on the second bowl, though.
Oh, no.
We did eat a whole bowl.
Did we? That's gross.
To the corn.
That's weird, though, because I'd just been talking about wanting that, craving that movie theater popcorn.
Yeah, you did.
And then we got it.
We got some.
And I was like, I got to increase.
I wish they would have had like
what I wish a little for.
butter pump.
Oh, yeah.
Put a little extra on there.
Maybe that would have made it perfect. Like, we weren't greasy enough.
Yeah, no. You got to have a napkin to wipe your hand off a little bit.
The only thing I don't like about popcorn is how it gets in my teeth.
Yeah, the kernel. Yeah, that sucks.
Uh-huh.
I think I actually just got one of those out today.
Oh, and when did we eat that?
Last night. Yeah.
Oh, I almost hit my head.
That's how it happens.
Microphone.
Sheesh.
All right, so where are we? Crescent Brewery. Oh, let's talk about getting home. Well, anyway, we were treated like rock stars at the Crescent Brewery.
Yeah, yeah, because we came and then, you know, they knew we did a podcast because Tina let them know.
So sweet.
And
And we saw some killer comics that we are we going to be getting a hold of?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We want to get more people on the show, more comics. You know, that's
and
kind
these,
of the direction we're in
these
right
guys
now.
Are funny. People need to go out and see.
Yeah, go
those
check
shows.
Out your local comedy, yeah. your local open
this
mics.
This is where it starts.
Yeah, there's some good talent out there, even in Nampa.
And it's a really cheap
Idaho.
Night, really.
Yeah, it doesn't cost anything to go to the show.
Yeah.
Pay for some alcohol if you want to drink alcohol, or you could have a soda.
Yeah.
Wendy had Diet Coke.
That's right. What?
I had two blonde bitches.
Uh-huh.
What was the name
what did
of
I call
blonde
them when
bitch?
We...
Oh, what'd you, you're like, what'd you have, a super stripper or something? I was like, no, it was a blonde bitch.
I knew it was something like that. All right. Oh, and so let's get out to the next Uber. So when we were leaving the Crescent Brewery,
we got
handshakes. Anyway, last comic, he really struggled. And we made it to the end.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Okay. You can cut that out.
Oh, dang. I don't like doing all that kind of editing.
Well, wait. Okay. So we won't discuss
I mean,
it.
I could, but yeah.
Okay.
You know, that's anyway, just, that's extra stuff.
He didn't struggle.
No, he did great.
Okay.
Everyone did great.
Oh, God.
So Ubering home.
Right.
Yeah. So we get the Uber driver that's on his second ride of his Uber career.
Yeah.
And
that was amazing.
His name was that Leon?
Yeah.
Leon, yeah.
He was so all sitting to the side.
Yeah, second ride of his Uber mm-hmm. career. Picks us up. We have to walk out to the street because
he couldn't find us.
No one could
Took
find that
ways.
Place. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we walk out to the street. We finally see him and flag him down. And we get in and he's like, where are we going? You know, he's like, tells me how to pick you up, but it doesn't ever tell me where we're going.
That's not a thing.
And I go, what? Because I drive Uber and Lyft. And I go, let me see your phone. And I showed him. I was like, you got to push the thing at the bottom. Screen pops up, says start Uber X. I was like, you have to slide that over. And then it gives you turn-by-turn directions where we're going. He thought it just got you there to where to pick the people up.
Then
but then
wing it.
And then just left you. Like, you got to ask for directions. Like, take a right here, take a left. Oh, shit, it was a left back there. I forgot to tell you.
But that's kind of how he got us home. We went some crazy
way. Oh, he
went way.
Some roundabout way,
he
yeah.
Didn't follow
it's
it.
It's like, I don't think he... He got it where it was telling him the voice directions, but he didn't have it on his phone, like the turn by turn. Just had like the map. So, we went some crazy way home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably paid extra for that shit.
Probably.
Sheesh.
Yeah, but we made it.
Made it home.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous both ways.
So. Kind of, yeah, because we went the wrong place to start.
Yeah.
And then some
well,
crazy
and
way
then-
to end.
Being the only ones at the show was kind of ridiculous at times.
Yeah.
So we're hoping more people
like,
will
what?
Come out.
Yeah. They need more people at the Crescent on Tuesdays
it
for the
really
open mic.
Fun. Really,
go
really
out,
funny.
Go watch it.
Whole thing rocked.
We're going to try to get some more people out there and maybe at some point podcast from there.
We would love that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
All right. What's left in my notes? Oh, I wanted to talk briefly about... The challenge that I want to present, my happiness challenge.
The challenge.
Yeah. We haven't figured out how to do it yet, but I have been noticing that a lot of people have been down lately, like really down, like had a lot of shit going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so the other day I was like, and Chris was talking about how we need to post more on like Instagram and stuff. And we were like, what if we did?
Man, I keep yawning.
I know.
Yeah, go
during
go
this
on.
Challenge.
Yeah, go on.
What if we did a happiness challenge? Woo! Hype, hype, hype.
Yeah.
So I haven't figured it out yet, but it's going to be something like, what is your happy? Which I don't think Chris is totally on board with yet.
Like, if we have a solid idea we can go with and make it happen, then yes, I'm in.
Okay, cool.
You know.
Yeah, but I kind of want to get people involved.
Half-cocked ideas.
No half-cocked. Full no. cocks full around cocked here, folks. Ideas. Oh, shit. She's been really good.
Yeah, she's just
so anyway, that's
there.
An idea. Something that's going to come to fruition soon.
Fruition. What else is coming up? Oh, we have a message here from Kaylin Neston. He's coming in tomorrow to record on the podcast. Tomorrow, 7 p.m.
Nice.
Boom, shakalaka. Oh, do we want to talk about your song for What's Your Happy?
I haven't perfected that yet, dude.
You don't want to preview
okay, yeah,
what you
let's
have?
Do it. Without music, though?
I mean, I thought you made the music with your mouth.
Well, there was going to be music in the background. And this is just purely like on the ground floor.
This is a rough draft.
Super rough. This is just your jotting notes, but it's verbal. Okay. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Boom chakalaka laka, what's your happy? Rat-a-tat-tat, what's your happy? I don't remember the rest
That's
of it.
The rest. Oh, God.
Doodle-loodle, what's your happy?
Okay,
yeah. So I just thought it'd be funny to like do that and then point and then somebody has sent us like a video clip of what their happy is and we play it.
Maybe, yeah.
Wouldn't that be cute and
something,
cool?
Something. I mean, there's an idea there, I think,
I would
think,
like
to go
see
with.
What people's happies are. Anyway.
So we'll see.
All right.
We'll see if there's a What's Your Happy segment
coming soon.
We'll see
if Chris wrecks my fantastic idea or not.
Rex
in the
Schmecks.
Next. Dun, dun, dun.
What's your happy? Sheesh.
We went to a Super Bowl party.
Oh, yeah, we did at Brook and Ryan's.
Yes,
yeah.
We did.
Hung out there, good food.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was fun.
What do you think of the halftime show? There's been a lot of talk about it.
Well, we didn't see much of it, but I thought
we're kind of, you get the gist of it. It was two women shaking their asses on stage.
Right.
And there's been a lot of talk about it, like, oh, this is horrible for women, and two women showing their bodies like that and just shaking their asses on stage, you know, it's degrading to women.
Yeah, I can see all sides of it. Because I actually was hearing it from my senior clients that just said, like, put some clothes on. God, we don't need to see that. That's why one yesterday said that's why we have so many rapes in society.
Do you think that's why?
No.
Oh, okay, cool.
No, but I mean, I understood where she was coming from.
Yeah.
She's like 80 something, and that's a lot. You know, things have really changed in a short amount of time.
Yeah. So you think she thinks that because of this show that's going to make someone so horny, they might go rape somebody?
I don't know.
Sheesh. I would like to know what this woman is thinking.
Anyway, yeah, I forgot my other train of thought on that.
Well, the other one would be the opposite. Like, okay, it's not a
bad
thing.
I'll tell you how I felt about it. Because I've been to like the Moulin Rouge in France and stuff like that. So I actually...
braggart.
I know. What? It was really fun. I was 16 years old. I was with my grandma who was 70. It was awesome. But anyway, so I just see it more as like art, really.
Yeah,
just like
yeah.
as a show. Just like,
yeah, and I think that's how it should be looked at.
Yeah.
You know? So. And plus, like, both women are like over 40, and, you know, they made that like look good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Gotta give them props for that.
Yeah.
So.
Incredible, actually. How J-Lo was like on the guy's back.
Oh, I missed that part.
Oh, Yeah, she did like backwards. Yeah, legs in the air and didn't like land in a clump at the bottom. Can you see the rest of us doing that?
Yeah, we'd be fucked up.
It would not look like that. So, okay, yeah, Super Bowl. That was a fun night, and that was totally impromptu. Like, we weren't planning on that. In fact,
no.
When we got invited, we... Should I even say what we say Googled?
What did we... Yeah, do it.
We Googled who was playing in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, after we got invited to a party.
That's what big of fans we were. We just wanted to be like, do we know these guys? And San Francisco's your dad's favorite team.
Yeah, 49ers. Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay.
So when they lost, I was like, oh, Mike's going to be sad.
Yeah, I knew my dad would be disappointed
with
that outcome.
Especially he sounded better than you thought he was going to.
Yeah, I thought he might be depressed over it or something.
Because that's his team.
Oh, yeah, he's all about the 49ers.
He like wears the shirts, the hats.
Yeah, even when they're doing bad.
Yeah, he
like
supports
that,
them.
Like 20 years where they did
really
pretty bad. Kind of. I mean, I think they had a couple of good years in there where they...
Has he been a fan since you were a kid?
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, it still is.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Crazy.
All right. Oh, let me tell you about my new favorite thing. Pew, 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 pew.
Oh, dang. Hold on.
You're not going to believe what it is, Chris Adams.
I think I know what it is.
It's my new phone holder.
Oh, nice. Dang,
did
hold
you ever
on,
believe
that?
That? I know. This is a Christmas present from Chris that I think he thought I would never use. And if he hadn't installed it, it'd still be in the package.
Yeah, but now, how do you feel about it?
I love it. It's my new favorite thing.
Yeah, phone holder thing
I
for the car.
I feel so awesome and smart, and I can see stuff as I'm driving without holding it secretly.
Yeah. I know.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Sheesh. And I'm going to blow your mind with what I did today.
Oh, no. What'd you do? Oh, did you do another video while you were driving?
No, but I did something with voice prompts.
What?
I use Siri.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
So while you were driving, it's on your phone holder?
Yeah.
And you use Siri. Okay. Yeah. So that's like next level futuristic shit for Wendy.
That was my first time. And I did it several times today.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm feeling
that's like her being in an episode of The Jetsons.
I think it's weird, though, that Siri sounds like a man from England.
Really?
On my phone, yeah.
Hmm.
Isn't Siri a female?
I would think. I don't know if you can choose different voices.
Did I choose a man from England? I bet I did.
Maybe, because I know
I did.
On like Google Maps, you can choose the voice.
That's hilarious. So, what was I saying? New favorite thing.
Oh, so phone holder and you use Siri in the car?
Yes, to dun, dun, dun.
Dun.
Play. Talking Body on Spotify.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So you use Siri to play an music on an app.
Yeah, that came out of my car radio.
That
like
is
magic.
That's a huge step for Wendy.
Oh, my
Wendy.
God. It was like, what world have I entered?
Yeah, you thought you were in the future, huh?
Yeah.
You did, but you're here now.
And I was driving, guys.
Yeah, that's funny shit.
I was super multitasking. It blew my effing mind.
Wow.
I know. For those of you that may not know.
She's very technology resistant.
Uh-huh. I'm super slow with it. I don't believe in it initially. I think it's all a fad. And it's not going to be around, so why even bother?
Well, you want to know what she thought about the internet when that first came out? She's like, oh, this shit's not going to last.
That's
This crazy internet.
Yeah, I didn't believe it. No.
Yeah, she thought the internet wasn't going to last.
My parents didn't get like a microwave until way past.
Like, was it the 90s?
It was... Jeez, I don't even remember when now. Because we still had a black and white TV.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take for you guys to get a VCR?
Oh, that was a long time. These are huge decisions.
Well, remember, well, when the VCR came out, bad, so. You know, it was like $1,000 or something.
No,
or $800.
It was a long time. Know? I think they probably did spend like $300 or $400.
I remember they were so expensive that one time we, my parents, well, this was.
You rent
one? We were in Angels Camp, California at my Aunt Linda and Uncle Gary's. Yeah, and they rented one for us for the night to have like a movie night at home.
Yeah, we would rent
rented them. A VCR.
Yeah, in Juneau.
And some movies.
Heck yeah.
We got like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah, that's good shit.
And some old shit like that.
I remember I felt like Leanne, my friend Leanne, was her family was so wealthy because they had a VCR. Their very own. Like we rented
they
it.
Owned
my mom
it.
And
yeah.
I. Yeah. And they had the big TV like you guys did. You had the big one in wood.
Oh, yeah. The console. It was the actually TV record player combo.
Oh, they didn't have
the
record player.
Cabinet. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Dang.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Oh, ours even had a remote.
That would be so cool to have now.
I don't remember. Yeah, it's pretty retro.
Yeah.
But the remote, it actually had a remote. And if it. This is the one I'm thinking of when you would push a button on the remote, like channel up or channel down, the knob would actually turn on the TV.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah.
That's how it was back in the day. And I think our first VCR we bought ever, the remote for that had a cord. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had a... weed eater with a cord once.
Oh.
I thought that was so freaking dangerous that I was attached to power.
Well,
and
or the lawnmower
thing.
With a cord.
Yeah.
That just seems
You go
really
backwards a little too far.
Yeah.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You have to be very aware of the cord.
Yeah. So anyway, use Siri to listen to Spotify. How proud are you?
I'm
pretty
proud.
Here she is, or he. Hello, Siri.
Now playing Are You Listening by Chelsea Cutler from Spotify.
Oh, you know what I was listening? Well, I started listening to a little bit today, and you can get it on Spotify, the new Eminem album.
Oh, geez.
I haven't listened to enough to have an opinion on it yet, but I'll get back to you.
I haven't heard any of it.
Neither had I, but I heard there was a new one out, and... it's on Spotify, so you can get the whole thing for free.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Hey, Siri.
Well, I guess
play
I pay a monthly fee,
talking
so it's
not body
free for me.
On Spotify, please.
Here's Talking Body by Tove Lo from Spotify.
Yeah, you have a dude. You have a guy, Siri.
Yeah, I think I picked him. I must have, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my same favorite song. Do you love it?
This song?
You don't love it?
I do like it a lot.
Hey Siri, please turn off Spotify.
To force an app to close, double click the home button. Then swipe up on the app's preview to...
Wendy cannot figure it out. Here, let me see your phone.
To force an app to close, double click on the home button.
First, get to the phone.
I do love the song, but no. I feel like Siri was getting kind of snippy with me. Oh,
all right, folks, and that's Wendy's favorite song, Talking Body by Tove Lo.
That's right.
Thank you very much for staying.
Oh, shit.
Sticking around and staying tuned.
Oh, and one more thing I wanted to talk
What's
about.
What's that?
That movie I watched a couple days ago. I got off pretty early. Oh, Monday. Biodome.
Oh, Biodome.
Yeah.
So, okay. So why did you watch Biodome?
I think because when Nate Ford was here, what episode was he on? 35?
35,
yes. He talked about Pauly Shore, who I'd recently watched a little bit because he was on Kill Tony, #KillTony, #PaulyShore.
Yes.
Sheesh. And you got to.
Oh, yeah, you do.
And so then I looked into Pauly Shore, and he has a show on YouTube called Random Rants that's really funny.
It is. And you really have to watch this podcast. You really don't get the same effect listening to the audio.
It would be crazy on audio.
Because it takes place pretty much in his whole apartment.
Yeah, the whole thing's rigged.
Cameras everywhere, and they walk all around the apartment and do...
With a guest sometimes.
Yeah, and do the podcast from everywhere in his apartment.
Like he'll cut wireless up an avocado. Mics. He'll wash dishes while he's on the podcast. It's hilarious. So I'd been kind of following that. And then it said on the YouTube scroll, Biodome for free. And I was like, fuck yeah.
Dang.
Hype, hype, hype.
Oh, sorry.
Dang. Slow on the hype. Sheesh. The hype. Yeah, so I watched that. And it is so dumb.
Yeah.
But I love it. And I especially loved certain parts. And I was
how many Pauly Shore movies have you seen?
I only remember that one. See, I don't even remember Encino Man. Oh,
but have you seen Encino Man?
I don't think so.
You don't remember?
I think parts
no
of it.
No Wheezing the Juice.
I don't think so.
Huh, so you've only seen Biodome.
I think so.
Huh.
Yeah.
I've seen Biodome, Encino Man, maybe Son-in-Law. I know I haven't seen the Army Now.
No, I don't think
or, I have. Or was there other ones?
And like when Pauly Shore talks about movies, he always lists In the Army Now. Like it's
his maybe best one.
Yeah.
Huh. And I've never seen that one.
No. So that was fun. I couldn't believe I watched a whole movie and stayed awake. I actually set my alarm.
Where was I?
You were working.
Oh, working. You got home earlier than me.
I only had one house that day.
It's weird now that I know when you get home.
It's weird to me also.
Is it? Yeah, like I know exactly when you get home. It's like I'll be out working and I'll get a notification and be like, motion detected in the hallway. Yeah.
Did we say?
What?
Did we already? I don't think we said we put up cameras.
I think we did.
Oh,
on
did we?
Some episode.
Oh, well, we have cameras now, folks.
Yeah, there's
in
a
the
front
house.
Porch one. There's an
you
inside one.
You don't have to
one.
Say where they all are.
Oh, yeah, because I'm going to put another one in a secret spot. A bathroom.
No, that's gross.
No, I'd never do that. Jeez.
Oh, come on now. That ain't even bullshit.
That's horseshit.
So anyways, what were we talking about? Cameras?
Mm-hmm. Biodome.
Biodome, yeah.
And how did we get to cameras? Pauly Shore.
Oh, because he has cameras. Cameras. So it's funny. I can see
because
when you get
know
home.
When I get home.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
And I can...
It feels weird. I usually feel like doing a little dance. Like, I wonder if you're watching.
You should. Sometimes I am.
Oh, jeez. That's not creepy at all.
It's weird that I'm able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really weird.
Yeah.
Oh, I used the new double stick tape on the air sign, and now it's staying there fine.
Oh, nice. When'd you put it up?
I don't know, like last week.
Yeah, the paper on the air sign was falling off.
Yeah.
The black paper, so the background was then like this tanny, yellowy colored wall.
Yeah, gold. I got the Gorilla double stick tape.
Dang, we're never getting it off.
No, and you don't need to.
Is it by the same brand as Gorilla Glue?
Yeah, it's like Gorilla Glue.
But in tape?
Double stick.
Oh,
double
shit.
Double-sided double stick.
That's on for life. That paper's going to degrade before that.
Yeah, it doesn't need to go anywhere, though.
No. All right.
Yeah, is that it? Is that all we got for tonight?
Yeah.
Sweet.
That's what I got.
All right, I'm going to sign out.
I'm signing off.
I'm Chris Adams.
I'm Wendy Mosier. Hashtag get toasted.
Stay toasted.
Boom. Poom, 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 poom.